And a big win. At that stage, it looked like it was heading for a draw. The big lad Smith up front caused us a lot of problems, and you know, they've changed their way a little bit. They've gone a little bit more direct into the front, and I can see them certainly winning a lot of games this season. So we had to deal with that one. It looked like it was going to be a draw, but of course then you're just looking for that little spark of inspiration. My first impression from where I was is it was absolutely a penalty. That was my first impression, but we're not quite sure what's going to be given. And a real good opportunity for us, but I think it shows a little bit of bravery at that stage of the game to attempt to go and win it.
And even though Kasenga wasn't on the score sheet, he did create the opportunity with the help of Jake Forster-Casca.
Yeah, yes he did, and he's in good form at the moment. And super ball from Jake. But he has that type of ability, and that's two goals that he's been involved in now in the last two games, where he's coming onto the ball as such and using that pace that he's got. But I thought our first half performance, I think certainly for about 25 minutes, I thought was excellent, really good. But then you've got to be able to do, you've got to be able to capitalise in that period. And I thought it was a little bit of an injustice to go in at 1-1. But I think, you know, when you've got the likes of Kearney and O'Hara, they've got real quality and they can pull out them type of goals.
In terms of defensively, you handed your debut to your new man, Uwe Hoenemaier. How did you assess him getting on today?
Well, he got a little bit tired at the end, and he was certainly tested today, physically tested with what they've got, with Big Smith and, of course, McCormack, who's bright. So he had to get in a few blocks. He was knocked about a bit today, as were most of our defenders, but I thought overall he came out well.
He probably won't come across a tougher aerial challenge, that's for sure.
He's probably as good as anybody. In this, if I looked at Gested last season at Blackburn, who was outstanding, but Smith is probably the biggest threat, the biggest aerial threat in the division at the moment, I would say.
You obviously made the decision to drop Lewis Dunk. Just explain that decision to us, because of course fans with the worries and concerns over his future with seeing him drop here today at Fulham.
No, it's just part of the job that I do, that I have to make decisions, and I have to make tough decisions. And in Uwe coming in, who's somebody who I knew was very, very much up to speed, has played at a very good level, and I had to think about what I thought were the right combinations today, and I decided to go with him and Gordon. So these are the tough decisions you have to make, not only at centre-half, but throughout the team, and certainly it was my decision to do that today.
Would you have made that decision if you were, say, playing Huddersfield today?
No, I think it's sometimes you've got to look at games, and certainly if it was a different type of game, then maybe I'd have looked for a different type of combination. But these are the decisions that you make. You hope you get them right on the day. Fortunately for us, we have got it right, and we certainly move on and look forward to the next game.
So you expect Lewis to be in your squad for Tuesday and available to play?
Yes, most definitely.
In terms of other performances, I know Dale Stevens has been a bit under the weather and he got a bit of cramp late on. Is he okay?
Yes, I think it is just cramp, and he has. He's missed a few days last week just with an illness, and I think the type of game as well it was today. You know, we had a midfield two in particular of Dale Stevens and Bram that had to cover a lot of ground. You know, if I look at the way that they play, very narrow, they're wide players, and it's very difficult for a front two to do that consistently for 90 minutes. So they had to cover a lot of ground, and it's no surprise that he felt the effects of it at the end.
And Sam Baldock must be delighted to get off the mark this season.
Yeah, please, really pleased for him, because he's worked ever so hard, and at the moment the two are working very, very well together and complementing each other, and it's good to see them both get on the team sheet, the score sheet today.
Some real momentum and away to Tuesday to Huddersfield, and just keep this going, I suppose.
Yes, there isn't an easy game in this division, and you look through the fixture list and you're looking for one that's maybe a little bit more comfortable than the next one, and it doesn't really happen. And we've got a tough period now. We've got seven games, and five of them are away from home. So it's a really good away victory today, and we'll try and get another one midweek.
Just finally, a chance to just speak about your new signing, Jamie Murphy. He signed last night. We haven't spoken to you yet. Your thoughts on him and what he's going to bring to your squad?
Yeah, well, he'll give us great option and diversity in the wide areas. Can play. He's generally played on that left hand side, but can play left and right. And at the moment, what we have, if we're looking at natural wide players, I know we we have players that can play there, and Jake and Caldy and Liam, who we brought on today. But he is a natural wide one. In, you know, when you look at what Solly is and you look at what Kasinga is, you know, he is that type of player. He is a genuine wide one, and it gives us a really good option on both flanks. And really delighted to have signed him. He's certainly got a good record of assists and goals, and I think it's a very, very good acquisition for us.
Just about to say that goals from midfield is key, isn't it, this season, you think?
Yes, but the good challenge for him is that, you know, he's now going to be doing it at a higher level. You know, what he has done, he had a very good and successful period of time in Scotland, and he's been very good and very successful at Sheffield United. It was part of a really good cup run last year, and had some excellent games. But now he's up a level, and it's a really good challenge for him.